It's Monday, June 27th, AD 2022. Welcome to an historic newscast today on The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Praise God! After nearly half a century and the deaths of 63 million baby boys and girls by surgical abortions, our prayers have been answered. In a 5-4 decision Friday, the Supreme Court overturned the egregious 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, upheld Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban, and delivered the pro-life cause its most transformative victory, reports LifeSiteNews.com. The five justices who sided with life were Samuel Alito, Amy Coney Barrett, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Clarence Thomas. The four justices who sided with death were Stephen Breyer, Elena Kagan, John Roberts, and Sonia Sotomayor. In a separate 6-3 decision, John Roberts voted to uphold the Mississippi ban on abortions after 15 weeks. When the decision was announced, pro-lifers in front of the Supreme Court celebrated. A CNBC reporter on the scene interviewed Nina, a young pro-life black woman who drove down from Pennsylvania.
I drove down here for Students for Life. We are making sure women have the necessary resources that they need throughout their pregnancy. I'm excited, but we all know this is not where the work ends. This is where it begins. So this is what we'll be working for the rest of our lives, to make abortion illegal, unthinkable, and unnecessary.
As the battleground returns to the states, there are at least 20 states which set trigger laws in place, making abortion illegal now that Roe has been overturned. Thank God for the five gutsy Supreme Court justices who stood up against the tidal wave of death in their 213-page decision. The premature leak of their decision and the outrage by pro-abortion Americans did not dissuade them from doing what was right. Psalm 139, verse 13 declares, "For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb." When President Donald Trump, who appointed pro-life justices Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett to the bench, was asked for his opinion, he told Fox News, quote, "God made the decision," end quote. In fact, listen to this October 20th, 2016 exchange between Chris Wallace and then-candidate Donald Trump on Roe v. Wade in a debate with Hillary Clinton.
Do you want the court, including the justices that you will name, to overturn Roe v. Wade, which includes, in fact, states, a woman's right to abortion?
Well, if that would happen, because I am pro-life and I will be appointing pro-life judges, I would think that that will go back to the individual states.
But I'm asking you specifically, would you like
to... If they overturned it, it'll go back to the states.
But what I'm asking you, sir, is, do you want to see the court overturn? You just said you want to see the court protect the Second Amendment. Do you want to see the court overturn Roe v. Wade?
Well, if we put another two or perhaps three justices on, that's really what's going to be... will happen. And that'll happen automatically, in my opinion, because I am putting pro-life justices on the court. I will say this, it will go back to the states, and the states will then make a determination.
Thank God for President Trump, whose legacy will be the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Disturbingly, in remarks from the White House, President Joe Biden said the overturning of Roe v. Wade, which will literally save millions of babies, was a sad day for the court and country. Listen.
Today, the Supreme Court of the United States expressly took away a constitutional right from the American people that it had already recognized. They didn't limit it. They simply took it away. That's never been done to a right so important to so many Americans. But they did it. It's a sad day for the court and for the country. 50 years ago, Roe v. Wade was decided and has been the law of the land since then. This landmark case protected women's right to choose, a right to make intensely personal decisions with their doctor, free from the interference of politics. It reaffirmed basic principles of equality, that women have the power to control their own destiny, and it reinforced a fundamental right of privacy, the right of each of us to choose how to live our lives. Now, with Roe gone, let's be very clear. The health and life of women in this nation are now at risk.
Truth be told, Mr. President, the health and life of women will now be protected. The fact is that Joe Biden has not always been this radically pro-abortion. Listen to this 2007 interview with NBC's Tim Russert on Face the Nation.
Let me turn to abortion. The ban on partial birth abortions or late-term abortions, do you believe that life begins at conception?
I am prepared to accept my church's view. I think it's a tough one. I have to accept that on faith. That is a tough, tough decision for me. It's clear to me when there's viability, meaning the ability to survive outside the womb, that I don't have any doubt.
Later in the interview, Biden said, quote, "I still am opposed to public funding for abortion," end quote. He has flip-flopped on that as well. More recently, in a September 17, 2015 interview with Father Matt Malone, editor-in-chief of America Magazine, then Vice President Biden talked about abortion in light of his Catholic faith.
I'm prepared to accept a fide doctrine on a whole range of issues as a Catholic. Aquinas argued about, in Summa Theologica, about human life and being when it occurs. I'm prepared to accept as a matter of faith, my wife and I, my family, the issue of abortion. I'm prepared to accept that the moment of conception is human life and being. I'm not prepared to say that to non-God-fearing people that have a different view.
Is there a place in the Democratic Party for people who are pro-life?
Absolutely. Absolutely positively. And that's been my position as long as I've been engaged.
Clearly, in 2022, President Biden and the Democratic Party have become almost exclusively pro-abortion. Titus 1 verse 16 says, "They claim to know God, but by their actions they deny him. They are detestable, disobedient, and unfit for doing anything good." And finally, toward our goal of raising $76,000 by Tuesday, July 5th, to keep the worldview on the air, five listeners made donations on Friday. We appreciate the generosity of Mary in Chaska, Minnesota, Kathy in Fate, Texas, Norma in San Angelo, Texas, and Ronnie in Milano, Texas, each of whom gave $50. And we praise God for Ben and Dorinda in Comox, British Columbia, Canada, who pledged $25 per month for 12 months for a gift of $300. Those five new gifts total $500. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. $58,563. Toward our final $76,000 goal by Tuesday, July 5th, we still need to raise $17,900.